Take one look in the production lab at Ithaca High School, and you might think they don't need any more technology.
We've got a person here who works the moving graphics. We've got a person here who works the video board. One over there who works the still graphics. Another one for the soundboard.
12th grader Cameron Burbank is executive producer of the school's morning announcements show. The show is a full-fledged TV production.
Good morning, IHS. My name is Arielle, and this is A Lil Red in the Morning. Today is Monday, November.
Next to the production lab is a classroom full of computers. When Burbank and his classmates aren't producing the show, they're learning digital skills that Burbank says will give him a leg up after high school.
It is my belief that any business that does not have a strong technological background is a business that will not make it out of its own little city.
If the Smart Schools Bond Act passes, Ithaca will be able to invest even more in technology. Each of New York's districts would be able to apply for a share of the $2 billion borrowed by the state. Schools could spend the money on devices like iPads or lower-tech options like new school buildings. Ithaca City School District Superintendent Louvell Brown says his district would spend that money on the basics, infrastructure, like better broadband.
Already, we're running up against some bandwidth issues. The sooner we can get additional funds, more access we can provide for our young people, and we can't do that fast enough.
The catch is that the Smart Schools proposal is a bond act. That means the state eventually has to pay the money back. Critics say borrowing money for technology that quickly becomes outdated doesn't make sense. But Brown says that's why he would use the funds for infrastructure.
Start with your backbone first, the infrastructure. Ensure that there's a wireless access point in all your learning spaces.
That recommendation agrees with the official line from Governor Cuomo's Smart Schools Commission. Cuomo formed the commission to advise districts on spending the money. It published a final report on October 27th with 7 keys for success. One is installing high-speed broadband. Another is plan, and plan again. In the Shenango Valley Central School District, here's one thing that is not part of the plan.
It's not just that book, but it's carrying 6 of those in a backpack.
Dave Tiddick teaches global studies at Shenango Valley High School, where heavy textbooks are becoming a thing of the past. His district has a different approach than Ithaca's. There's no high-tech production lab, but every high schooler has an iPad. E-books are replacing traditional texts. Some teachers create their own books from open-source materials. But if the Smart Schools Bond Act passes, Shenango Valley will want to make the same investment as Ithaca. Sarah Latimer oversees technology for the district.
If we were to consider expanding, we want to make sure that we have enough broadband, we have enough of that backbone to support additional devices.
Latimer adds that infrastructure will also be needed as New York transitions to computerized state tests in the next few years. Because whether you're running a television show or downloading free textbooks, everything happens on the internet these days. In Binghamton, I'm Solveig Wastvedt for WSKG.